Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I will give you a new heart, and I will take away your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have rather a long Lenten Mass today, don't we, children? But we don't mind, because it is such an ancient and a very beautiful Mass. You see, during Lent, the catechumens, that would be someone who's studying their catechism to be baptized. We have one such young lady, and we should pray for her this Lent. Her name is Amy Ritchie. She's a friend of the French family, and she's going to come by on Saturday for her catechism test to be baptized on Holy Saturday. During Lent, the catechumens received and studied all of the different parts of their faith. A week ago, for example, last Wednesday, they got the Ten Commandments. And today there was a test. Did they know all of their Ten Commandments? Just as I think some of you little ones who are going to make your communion would have your test on your Ten Commandments after Easter with Father Cicada. Well, and also, were they keeping, even more important, the Ten Commandments? Were they being good and obeying God's laws? Well, today, everybody went to the great church of St. Paul without the walls. That means outside of the walls of Rome. And in that magnificent big church of the Apostle of the Gentiles, the world's greatest missionary, why, they received the four Gospels. They were explained to them. And also the Apostles' Creed, they were taught today, and the Our Father. And then the bishop began the baptismal rite, which would be some prayers and exorcisms, or the driving away of the devil. And also the signs of the cross that the priest makes with his saliva over your senses, because that's what our Lord did in today's gospel. So that's the work that was done. And we have two lessons of today's Mass, or epistles, and they're all about water and washing. You see, if baptism was the primary goal during the ancient Lent for those who were the converts from paganism or Judaism, well, for us today, we need the baptism of our Lord's precious blood. Where do we get that? When we go to confession. So we are preparing for a good Easter confession to have all of our sins that unfortunately we commit every day washed away. Now, what's the key or the secret, children, to keeping God's commandments and being good? Can you think of one virtue in particular? Why, it is, of course, obedience. Thus, the pool where our Lord sends the blind man to wash out his eyes after he makes a little mixture of clay and that has symbolic meaning, children, and he put it over the blind man's eyes. The pool is called sent. Now, someone who is sent is someone who obeys the sender. If I send you down to the office this afternoon, why, you obey your teacher and you go. Obedience is everything. God the Son obeyed the Father and came down to this earth to wash away all of our sins and to open our eyes to make us see the light of the world. Today, children, we have the feast day of a saint who is the great saint of obedience. You see, children, you could hardly be obedient unless you were humble. Today is the feast day of the saint who's called the humble teacher or doctor, Doctor Humilis in Latin. Saint Benedict, who is the patriarch of the monks in the West and the great patron saint of Christian civilization. his rule for monks, children, was all based on not so much offering up fierce penances, as Egypt used to do. I mean, they would stand for hours in one position and wouldn't eat for days at a time, things like that. No, or let mosquitoes bite them. That was a favorite penance. If they had been bad, they'd go down to the marsh and let the mosquitoes just bite away, and they would never move. Imagine that. No, St. Benedict in the West said rather, let's live together and say our prayers at regular times and work and be quiet and be obedient. Just about the same things we try to do in school or even in our homes, children. And that's how St. Benedict, by the good example that he and his monks gave to the barbarians, converted them and created Christian Europe, a whole civilization based on one of these wonderful Christian virtues. Now, St. Benedict, because he was so humble and so obedient, was especially powerful over the devil. And he terrified demons because, you see, if there's one thing the devil can't stand, it's obedience and humility. That drives him crazy. He would much rather have us be proud and say an extra prayer or two. That wouldn't bother him. But if he sees us be very humble and very obedient, he's got to leave the room. He just can't take it anymore. So St. Benedict gives some wonderful examples of being humble and being obedient, and thus of driving away the devil. When St. Benedict started his monastery, there was a very wicked priest in the neighborhood whose name was Father Florence. And this priest was very jealous of St. Benedict. And he made all sorts of mischief to distract the monks. And he even sent some poison bread over to the monastery to try to kill St. Benedict. Well, because of this, St. Benedict decided he would decamp, and he moved the monks south towards what is called today Monte Cassino, where there is the great monastery of the Benedictines. Well, when he left, the monks heard later that that wicked priest, Father Florence, was punished by God, and his house collapsed on top of him, and that was the end of him. Well, the monks cheered when they heard the news, and St. Benedict said, here, what's this? None of that. Oh, no. That's the justice of God, my sons. You say a prayer for that poor priest, but you must never rejoice when God punishes someone. That's very sad indeed. And when St. Benedict got to his new place, the devil was very upset with him, because it was full of pagans, and he knew the monks would pray and convert people. And so he appeared to him one day, and you see the name Benedict, children, is Latin for blessed. Blessed. In the divine praises, we say, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name. In Latin, that would be Benedictus Deus, Benedictus nomen sanctum eius. Well, so the devil appeared, and saying, Benedict, he's cried out, Benedict, he says, you shouldn't be called Benedict. Instead, you should be called the opposite of a blessing. I'm going to call you a curse. And St. Benedict was writing at his desk and just ignored the devil, even though fire was coming out of his ears and his nostrils and his mouth. He didn't even look at him. He was just doing his duty, and that's how he was able to drive away the devil, by obedience to the holy rule. He did what he was supposed to be doing. Another time, there was a poor monk, a young man, who got tempted by the devil, and he said, oh, I can't stand it here anymore. There are too many rules. I want to do what I want to do. Just as sometimes children are tempted to think at a good school like ours, children. Well, so he went to see St. Benedict, and he said, St. Benedict, I've got to go. Give me permission to leave and go home. And St. Benedict said to him, my son, that's a temptation from the devil. Now, don't go along with that. No, no, he said, say prayers, work hard, and the temptation will pass. You mustn't leave. And he insisted, and he wanted to get out, so he did what sometimes bad children do to get out of a school. That is to say that he broke the rules, and he gave a very bad example and made a lot of trouble. And St. Benedict said to him, well, my son, now I'm afraid you'll have to go, because you've been very bad indeed. So they opened the gates of the monastery, and out he pranced, just as happy as ever, to get out of that monastery. And what do you think the first thing he saw was when he left the walls of the monastery behind? A great dragon. It was the devil. And again, breathing fire. And his mouth was open, the dragon was, to snap him right up. Well, he immediately called out to St. Benedict and the monks to save him from the devil. And so they opened the gates of the monastery, and they let him come in, and he knelt down and begged pardon and said, "I'll never be bad again. I've learned my lesson." One time, the devil, he would sometimes go to visit St. Benedict when he was working in his room, and he came to see him one day, and he said, "I'm going to go visit the monks, your monks who are building a wall." And St. Benedict thought, that means the devil will make trouble there. So he sent a message to the monks, and he said, "Watch out, the devil's coming. Don't let him make any mischief amongst you." Well, they were building a wall, rather a high wall, and one of, boys, students, used to be sent to the monks. And they would be little oblates, are called, of St. Benedict. And there was one little boy there, about your age, maybe you in first or second grade, and his name was Severus. And Severus was helping the older monks build the wall. And the devil came, and he knocked the wall over. And the poor little boy was killed. He was covered with bricks. So St. Benedict hurried along, because he knew what the devil would be up to, and he had the monks take the bricks off, and he knelt down, and he prayed, and he was so holy that God heard his prayer, and little Severus came back to life again, as good as new. St. Benedict worked many miracles like that, because he was so holy and humble and obedient. St. Benedict is very powerful against the devil, children, and he leads us this little medal. I think I'm going to tell the people about that on Sunday, the St. Benedict medal. And you have a priest bless it, and he puts a special exorcism on it. And there's a prayer that we can say, too, and it says, "The cross is my sure salvation." That's what these words mean in the Latin. It's little Latin initials around it. "The cross is my sure salvation. The cross I ever adore. Satan behind thee with me, persuade me not to vanity. What thou offerest evils be, drink the poison thyself, not me. May the holy cross be light to me, and never the devil my leader be." That's all represented, that little prayer in Latin, by initials all around this holy medal. It's a little help that he has. So remember, when the devil tempts you, children, to commit a sin, and he will, to break the rule or talk or be bad somehow, two things that we do. We don't worry, we just ignore the devil, but we say a little prayer, or we make the sign of the cross. Remember, you can make the big one, or you make the little one with your forefinger and your thumb like this. And that's enough to drive away the devil, if at the same time you are obedient and humble. He's got to leave the room because he can't stand that. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.